We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem and Ham Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Sota Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Mikra Bikurim Ketzad. How do we now? Ketzad usually means how do we understand, and that's usually what it means in Mishnayos. In the Aramaic, we use the phrase Heichidami. Ketzad really is a contraction of two words. Keezetzad. On what side, literally, which means in what manner should this be understood? But here, Ketzad, the Bar Tuner says, Kemo Minayin. Here it should be understood as from where do we know? What is the source that Mikra Bikurim, Ketzad, how do you know that it must be done in, that Mikra Bikurim must be done in Lashon HaKodesh? So we quote the Pasuk from Aramio Vedavi, or right before Amir Avi, where it says, "V'anisa v'amartol v'fnei Hashem Elokecha," you should respond, you should declare in front of Hashem. So what do I declare? I declare Amir Avi v'ered Mitzrayim. We're supposed to say this is the history of the Jewish people, and we went to Mitzrayim, and then eventually Hashem took us to Eretz Yisrael. What we say at the Seder, all those psukim, that was the Mikra Bikurim. So it says, "V'anisa v'amartol v'fnei Hashem Elokecha," what are you going to say? Aramir Avi v'ered, etc. So what's Va'anisa tells me, I'm supposed to make a connection between this word Va'anisa and Ulahalanu Omer, says Mishnah. Later on it says in the Chumash, Va'anu Halavim Va'amaru. This is in the Brachos and the Klalos that the Levim said on Hagrizim and Harevel. And there it says, Va'anu Halim Levim Va'amru, they will respond or they will declare. And we learn Xerashava, Va'anisa and Va'anu, they're the same Shoresh. And the following, Ma'aniya Ha'amur Lahalan B'Lashon HaKodesh, just like when it says Va'anu Halavim, we know they had to say that B'Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan, we'll see why that is, Afkan B'Lashon HaKodesh, so too, when the Aniya, we see Aniya regarding Mikra Bikurim, Va'anisa V'amarta, it must be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Now, how do I know that the Levim, that the Brachos and Klolos had to be done in Hebrew? So that has its own Libud. There, we learn another Xerashava. Kol Mimosha. What does it mean? When it came to the Brachos and Klolos, what does the Pasuk say? Va'amru el kol ish Israel kol rum. And regarding Matan Torah, it has the word kol as well. It says, Moshe yidaber v'hoelukim ya'anenu b'kol. Just like over there regarding the Torah, obviously the Torah was given b'lashon HaKodesh, so too, and there it says kol, Moshe yidaber v'hoelukim ya'anenu b'kol. So too, when it says, v'amru el kol Israel kol rum, regarding the brachos and klolos, at har gruzim and har eval, therefore that kol must also be in Lashon HaKodesh. So those are the steps. We start with Matan Torah, that was in Hebrew. And that connects with the word kol to brachos uklolos at harigzim harevel. And that's also in Hebrew. And that, because it says va'anu, and we have anisa v'amarta regarding mikra bikurim, we now connect from brachos uklolos, which must be in Hebrew, to bikurim, which must be in Hebrew as well, through the gzereshava, va'anisa and va'anu. Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet Chalitza Ketzad. How do you know that Chalitza can only be done in Lashon HaKodesh? So regarding Chalitza, it says Va'anasa Va'amara. She will respond, she will declare and say. And regarding the Brachos of Kalalos Huomir, it says Va'anu Halavim Va'amaru. So here we have Aniyah, Va'anasa and Va'anu. Ma'aniyah Ha'amura Lahalan B'Lashon HaKodesh. Just like Va'anu Halavim, we know is in Hebrew, and that's because of the Gzera Shava Kol Mimosha, learning from Matan Torah. Or that the brachos and klolos are in Hebrew, and that says va'anu, and so too by chalitza says va'ansa, she'll same word, so afkan b'lashon HaKodesh, so too, the woman who's, when it comes to the chalitza, the parsha of chalitza, everything that's recited must be recited in Hebrew. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't need to learn chalitza from Gzera Shava, aniyah, from brachos and klolos. In fact, just from the parsha of chalitza itself, we're able to derive that the parsha of chalitza must be said and the woman must be said in Lashon HaKodesh, because the pasuk says va'ansa va'amra kacha. This is what will happen to someone who doesn't want to perform Yibam and not rebuild his brother's house. But the word kacha teaches us, ad shetomar balashon hazeh. That means it must be said balashon hakadosh. Kacha must be said this way. The way the Torah is written must be kacha. She has to va'ansava amra kacha. She has to say it the way it's written over here. And the chachamim say, no, I don't learn that from kacha. All that comes to teach me is that the Maiseh of what's done at the chalitza, that she has to remove his shoe, so that ma'aseh ma'akev kacha ye'aseh. Make sure that you do what must be done in the parsha of chalitza. If it's not done, that where chaltanala, where she removes his shoe, so then you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, that word kacha is not available to teach me. It must be in Hebrew, and therefore the chachamim learn ania, the gzera shava from brachos uklalos, that chalitza must be done, the speaking parts of chalitza must be done in Hebrew.